Okay, in half an hour, halachit alf. We really started halacha last week. We're going to mirtzah Hashem finish this week. Okay. Halachit alf is about a machva. And this week we're going to explain what it is. But before we do, I have to tell you just an unusual question about the girsa in this, how to read this din. Okay, not how to read the words, but how to where the girsa is in this ring, and it's with us somewhat of an afkamina. Okay. And then the difference is between the printed Shulchan Aruch like this, the traditional printed Shulchan Aruch, versus the way the Mishnah Berurah has it, the way he prints Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishnah Berurah's way is the way the new Shulchan Aruch are printed also. Okay, and it goes like this. If you read it in the old Shulchan Aruch, I'll read it inside here. You listen to what it says. Machva shematagnim ba, a machva that you fry it, muteris bahagol, you're allowed to do hagol to it. Then he arucha mesim chetzia v'hoifich oiru mesim the other chetzia. If it's too big to get into the pot at once, you do one side and then you do the other side. He arucha b'yoser malab nebe'emta. If it's so big that you can't even get it in by doing one side at a time, and you gotta get the middle, so you can do libun to the middle. V'yesh machmirun malab hamachos. And some hold that you should be machmir and do libun to a machmas. As we talked about last week, it's a machodkes v'shainim. So the mechaber says you should do hagola. Then he sticks in a middle din about what you do if it's a very big pot, and this is v'yesh armin that you should do libun to the machos. So the mechaber is bringing two days. First he's saying that you do hagol, then he's saying that you yesh armin that you should do libun. Then the Ramah says, u'belibun kol duhu shekashnis lo v'bechot sagila. It's enough to do libun kal, since it's only chum you should do libun kal. V'noigin labnu l'chatchila, and the minig is to be machos for the sheet and to do libun. But the Yevet, if you can't do Ribun, you could be Samech on Hagolah, because most Rishonim, that's Ikra, then you could do Hagolah. Okay? That's what it says here in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber said, there's 2 days, either Hagolah or Ribun, and the Ramah says, in the Lachatzil, you're supposed to do Hagolah, you're supposed to do Ribun.
Well, maybe the one on the first, on the Reishon.
Which is what?
Ribun Kaldu Sag, you know, it's going on the Reishon. In other words, well, since you have Hagolah, so then the middle part, you don't have to do Ribun Gomer.
Okay, but
it's really hagolah, so you can cash.
He's going on the thing. If the thing is really big,
right,
then you can do libun kal. Okay, the way it says
well, it. Well, it makes sense. Well, since hagolah is enough, then libun kal is enough.
Okay, that you're saying that's I'm getting to a point about that. But the way we read it, the way it's read over here, it doesn't say that. It says a person is supposed to do libun. And you can get away with Libun Kal, you can get away with Libun Kal, because since the Libun is only a Chumra, you can do Libun Kal instead of the Libun. That's what he's going on.
I mean, he's certainly going on both.
Don't read it in here. I'm reading from the Mechaber, when it says it in this Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber says, do Hagolah. Yeah. Some people say you should do Libun. There's like a side point here, but what to do. The Mechaber says, v'yesh machmirim labin hamachlas.
Yeah.
And the Mechaber says, u'belibun kol duhu shakashis, lo mibuchot
tzadjua. What kind of Chumra then? It's the same thing.
No.
The
Mechaber says you should do Libun.
Libun Gomer.
Right. And the Ramah says, no, you can do Libun Kal.
It's very different from this.
Well, I'm getting that's exactly what I'm telling you. But okay. The Mechaber says you should do Libun.
Yeah.
And the Ramah says, yeah, but you can do Libun Kal. Because.
Okay. And then go back there.
And then he says, the Noigin Lulabnu Chathila. Chathila, you should try to do this type of Libun. But if you can't do it, then you can get away with the Ramah.
Libun Kal is better than Hagolah.
But the.
That's what I'm saying. Is the way you read.
Yes, of course it is. Because we saw earlier that there's some Rishonim that Libun Kal is Libun. He holds that it really is Libun. So that's why you could do it. You can get away with it. Okay. Now look at the way the Mishnah Berurah brings it, which is the way the new Shulchan Aruch have it. The Mechaber says Machlas Shematagnin Ba Muteres BaHagolah. You could do Hagolah. Then he Arucha Mesim Chetzi V'Hayfichoid Mesim Chetzi Acher. If it's too big, you do one half at a time. Then he Arucha B'Yosim Lav Nebem. So then you do Libun in the middle. So if it's too big. And you can't get the two sides into the pot. I mean, you can do one side of the pot, the other side, you won't get the middle. You can do Libun to the middle of the pot. Okay? That's the end of the Mechaber, according to this way. That's the end. The Mechaber never says that you should be machmir to do Libun. Okay? According to the way we have it in the Mishnah Berurah and the new Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber never brings the other day that you should do Libun. It's not here. Okay? And the Mechaber, the last thing the Mechaber says was, if it's a really big pot, you do Libun to the middle. And on that, the Ramah says, "Ubelibun kol du shakashis lo sagula." It's enough to do libun kal in the middle. So first of all, the way we have it in the Mishnah Berurah, in his Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber never says to be machmir for the other day to do libun kal. That's one thing. And second is the Ramah who says you can do libun kal is talking about the middle of the pot rather than talking about the whole pot. Okay, and then it's talking about what you said, David, that he's talking about doing Hayyu through the middle of the pot. And the Ramah is saying that when you need to do Hagolah, you could get away with doing Liban Kal instead of Hagolah.
Okay.
Okay? What I'm saying is like this. Aside from this one thing, the way we have the Shulchan Aruch printed here, it doesn't say any place in the Shulchan Aruch. Of course it's true, but it doesn't say any place in Tufnan Aleph or Tufnan Beit that I know of that you could get away, you could do Liban Kal instead of Hagolah. Okay? It's, of course it's true, you're allowed to. I'm just saying it's odd that it doesn't, unless you have this gear, so it doesn't say any place in here that Liban Kal can take the place of Hagolah. It does say in Hilchos Yontif, we won't talk about this. In Hilchos Yontif it says that on Yontif you're not allowed to kasha things because it's nearer Kemisakin, but if you're heating up the pot anyhow and you're doing a Liban Kal, so then it's okay because it doesn't look like you're doing anything special. You're just heating up the pot. You're preheating the pot. So that's good enough and that's okay and it covers for Hagolah. I'm saying there's like a remnant to it over there. But besides, according to the gears that we have, the way it says it now, the way the Mishabur brings it, the Ramah is saying that Liban Kal could take the place of Hagolah, which is of course true, but according to the way the old Shulchan Aruch says it, it doesn't say that then. It says a completely different thing. The Mechaber says, first of all, brings the Machmirim that say you should do Liban, which according to this way doesn't say it, and the Ramah is saying that you should know that this Liban could be done with Liban Kal. I hope I'm being clear. Okay, that's just it's an odd, just the way it's split up. It's literally where the words are placed over here. According to the Mishabur, the V'yesh Machmir Laban HaMachlas is the Ramah's words, not the Mechaber's words. Okay, and there's actually a Magen Avraham partially about what the gears and thistles. Okay, now back to the Machlas itself. I mentioned last week that in Yerideya there's a siman about Hagolah's Kehel, not just in Aruch Chaim, but the siman in Yerideya is very small. Because this one of the halachas in that siman says, if you want to know the halachas about Hagolah's Kehel, go look in Aruch Chaim. So the things that are in Yerideya is only when there's a difference between Pesach and otherwise, that's when there's halachas in Yerideya. Okay, so one of the halachas in that siman is, Amachvas needs Liban. In Ardin it says, Amachvas, you could do Hagolah, but Yesh Machmirim to do Liban. And if you're stuck, you can get away with Hagolah also. But in Yerideya, it says Machlas means Liban. It doesn't mean 2 days. It doesn't bring the Yevit you could be making.
Machaber says it?
Machaber, that's it. There's just one day, there's only one wording, it says Machlas means Liban. That's it. It's a Machlokes Rishonim. I'll recap last week, because we're going to need it for a second. A Machlas is a pot that you cook things in oil, okay? Some kind of a frying utensil. We'll talk about what it is exactly in a second. So people said you need Liban because the pot, sometimes the oil burns out and the stuff is cooking right on the walls of the pot. And others said no, there's always oil left in the center of the pot anyhow, so it's considered a liquid being cooked in here and you could do Hagolah. So for Pesach, we say Min HaDin, you could do Hagolah. And it's a Chumrah, you know, if you can, you're supposed to do Liban or Liban Kal. For year round, the Mechaber says no, you have to do Liban Gomer for all the times. So you have to do Liban. So what's the reason why we're being more makel for Pesach? Why would you think, usually you think, excuse me, we'd be more machmir for Pesach than being makel for Pesach? We're being more makel. So the reason is, I think it's the Gra says it, maybe others say it also, the reason we're more makel is because Pesach has there's one angle that Pesach has a kula.
Heter
bala. There are some Rishonim who hold that Chametz is Heter bala. If you hold that Chametz is Heter bala, then you don't need to ever do Liban. You don't ever need to, and even bleed straight on the fire, you wouldn't have to do Liban. So since there are those who hold that, we're Matar of that Cheetah to say, here there's a Shiloh, they need to do Liban or Hagolah. So we could say that you could be Samach on that Cheetah and say that you don't have to do Liban. Okay? That's how he says it. Okay. Now, I'm going to, before we go to talk about it, it's worth mentioning that the we're about to talk about what this Machlas is, and the Mechaber says that for year-round use, you for sure need to do Liban. Ramosha says, without explaining why, Ramosha has a tshuva about this in Chelek Gimel, Simin Yudalad, it's the second part of that tshuva. He says in his tshuva, that Mechaber that says you should be machmir for year round, if you kasha when it's any binyamah, you don't have to be machmir for it. So you don't have to be machmir for it. He doesn't say why. Maybe he says it's the minute like that, or he just says, if you kasha when it's any binyamah, don't worry about it, you could just kasher gezit.
Hagolah.
Do hagolah. You don't have to do libun. It is a machlokes rishonim. It's not like he's coming from no place. It is a machlokes rishonim. In Aruch Chaim, we say we're mekel, and you say at least min hadin you can do hagolah. You're supposed to if you can't do libun. But in your day, it's like very straightforward. It just says you have to do libun. So it's a very
every hagolah supposed to be done in ben yirmi.
I don't know. I'm thinking.
So the Machabes is Libun and not Hagolah, that means even Hagolah is Zaynab and Yahweh.
Yes, and it's strange because when you want to say something like that, you would think that there would be more explanation to it. Or say, we always did like that. You think there would be more Hezbollah to what's going on over here. But I have to tell you something. Once we talk about what this Machabes is, you might not so much disagree with him. Okay, so let's just hold on to
that. Right,
no. But I'm not. Okay, we'll talk. Let's go. So what is this Machabes that we're talking about? If you remember, I said the shayla in the rush. What about this? The machlokes is talking about you put oil in, and sometimes the food burns.
Cast iron.
Sometimes it burns. I'm not sure what it is. Because listen, what happens? And he says, and there's liquid left in the center of it, mm-hmm. even though there's no oil on the edges. He says, yeah, it burns sometimes, but there's still water in the middle, liquid in the middle, and therefore it's considered to be cooked with water. Now, to me, that doesn't sound like a frying pan. It sounds like a deep fryer. It sounds like you're doing with a lot of oil. Something like,
you know, a Chinese
wok. Well, a wok doesn't use oil or minimal oil.
It's the best style.
We'll get into it. Well, a wok is, can I, you have to hold that for a second. In a deep fryer, you have so much oil that you could say if you got burnt onto the edges, there would be liquid in the middle. But if you do like a regular, if you make pancakes in a frying pan, so what does that mean? If it got burnt on, what oil left in the middle? It doesn't make sense. The oil is only on the edges. Okay, the way we think of frying. So the whole discussion sounds like it's talking about a case where there's a lot of oil in the pot. Okay, that's what the sounds like the case is going to be. And on that, here we're saying to be chachila to do libun and there to always do libun. The Mishaburu sort of says this. Okay, now here's what the shayla is going to be. The Mishaburu says this whole thing about a machlas is only talking about that you use a lot of oil. He doesn't say how much. He doesn't say what he means. A lot of oil. But if you just grease the pan. You put a little oil so that it shouldn't burn, that kind of a pan, that of course it needs libun. That's not what the shayla is.
Bruce says here?
Yeah, it's right here. Okay. He says, if it has just a drop of oil on the thing, that just to keep it from burning, that, we're not even talking about that case. Of course that needs libun. Okay? Now, the question is, so we have one case where you're greasing the pan, and one case where you're using a lot of oil, and the shayla is what the line is. What's the difference? When do you cross the line from being just a tiny little bit of oil to grease the pan, and a lot, that the din is talking about, okay? And, as you might have guessed, there's two different ways of looking at this thing. There's two completely different ways of looking at this thing. To me, the rush, which is really where the din is coming from, sounds like he's talking that there's a lot of oil. But if I make, like, in case, if a person makes pancakes in their house, okay, what do? You put in a certain amount of oil, but not this tremendous amount. That would sound like it's going in the Mishaburu's case. And just for your curiosity, for the curious, I can't even pronounce this word. At the last of the skinny lines of my Mishaburu, it says, Bechen ha skvavaradas, something like that. And Rabbi Schwartz, when I once passed this thing with him, he says, a frying pan. Of course, that's what it means. But to me, I have no idea what that is. But anyway, that's what he says. He says, it means a frying pan, and that it used it with a certain amount of oil. I don't know how much oil is he put into a frying pan, a certain amount of oil. So he, Rabbi Schwartz, thought that Rabbi Schwartz's feeling was, that the only time that you need libun, the only time, the Mishaburu's case that when you have a tiny bit, it's mamash like you put Pam on it. You push mamash like a tiny amount. Or people used to put a piece of butter. You rub some butter on the bottom of it and put the food in. That's the little oil that doesn't need libun. Okay. But any, if you put pancakes, you pour in some oil into the pan, that's already the case of the machlas. That's how he understands it, which is a tremendous cooler. A guy goes into his house and he makes, broil something on a pan. I mean, boy, he does something in it. No, but I'm trying to think of some milk. He makes it. Okay, he fries an egg with cheese in it in a flat sugar pan. He would say to him, then you could do libun. You could do. He would say let me tell you what he would say. That is not the thing. Rabbi Schwartz. That is not the thing that has just a tiny bit that for sure needs libun. Okay, but now I want to end. What's the end of that sentence? Okay, what's the end of that sentence? And he would say, and therefore, anyway, say to him, it has the more amount of oil it needs. Hagolah.
Right.
Okay, wait. Now, let's hold on a second. In your day, that's not what it says. In your day, it says, the machvas, you're trying to say this qualifies as the machvas, what does it say? It says it needs libun. It doesn't need hagolah. It's only in Pesach that we say, if you're stuffed, you could be samach on hagolah. what I'm saying this to you, I'm not asking it as a question, I'm saying to you as a raya. Where Moshe said, when you do it ain't a binyoma, even though the Mechaber says to do Libun, now you can really do Hagola. As we see all these people who are talking about it, you're going to see every case that you're going to say, oh, that's the case with a lot of oil. Well, what's the din in that case? What do you do with a case that has a lot of oil? I told you a deep fryer maybe means a machlas. Well, how would you catch a deep fryer? You catch a deep fryer, you do Hagola to it. What are you talking about? The Mechaber says in your day, on a machlas, you have to do Libun Gomer. So you're going to realize that what Rav Moshe said was not so far-fetched. Rav Moshe was really like sort of reporting the minute, because Lamaisa is, that's I think really what people do. Every one of these cases you'll hear, if you agree that there's considered a lot of oil, you say, okay, good, then you do Hagola. Now, Milchus, I'm sorry, you're right, I forgot to mention it. Yes, Milchus is different. Milchus is different because for sure, if something is Milchus, we've talked about it, if something is just Milchus or just Fleishigs, that's a terrible, and you for sure could do Hagola. You don't need to do Libun. We had this, it happened just this week. A frying pan, a pan that was used for milk, and when it was Eina Binyamin, it was used for meat, could be kashu with Hagola, because it's a terrible, you don't have to do Libun.
Okay.
If it was Eina Binyamin.
It means it's also called a terrible, even though I'm in the Rabbanan, we don't give it Libun, it's a terrible. Even it's also
meat. The meat itself?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It was also to put the meat in there.
Right, it was also, so that's an issur on you, Rav Moshe, that's an issur on you to use the pot. But the food, yeah, it doesn't make possible halls. It doesn't make possible halls. Right, the food doesn't become usur at all, right? It's like the food is safe mode. Okay, that's what that case is. But if it would be real issur, you'd come to and say it's by mistake.
The pot can be used in pyre, right? Such a pot can be used in pyre. No. Can use a pyre.
Not anymore.
No, because now.
At this point, now, right now, it's also for both.
Because it's a milk pot, it's a milk pot and a flesh pot.
It's an inner of both. I'm
done with that.
So it says you're not allowed to use it for paris. That's what it says there. It says you're not allowed to use it for paris. You're not allowed to use it for anything because it's a milk pot and a fleshy pot. So you're not allowed to use it now for anything because it's too easy to get confused. It's an anything game. Yeah, you can if you want to cook
right
potatoes.
Now.
Yes, you're right. Yes, but that's not. You're not allowed to. That's okay. So now, I told you, Rabbi, I would think that my response from the Rosh, I'll tell you a few
you can do. You're just mentioning the Rosh now. You didn't give us a background.
I did. Well, I did last week.
Oh, sorry.
This din, I'll say it again. This din of a machlas comes from a Rosh who said, there were those who said you need Libun because sometimes it burns onto the wall. And the Rosh says, they're wrong. He proves that they're wrong. But he says, what? Why are they wrong? Why don't we worry that it sometimes burns onto the wall? So he said, that's because even when it burns onto the wall, there's still plenty of liquid in the middle of the pot, and therefore it's considered to be cooking in liquid. That's what this din. So the 2 days are in this rosh. The case that we're talking about, this is not being printed in a newspaper. This is coming right out of this rosh. That's what the halacha yirav is coming out of the rosh. So if you want to know what case we're talking about, to figure out what case we're not talking about, then we look over there. That's a okay. Now, the Prima Gadim brings from Rashba, Prim Gadol on this then brings from Rashba, in Tursavais, that he says, when you have a spit that you cook on, he says, there also people put a little bit of oil onto it, Kinneret. When you make their barbecues, they put a little oil onto it. He says, that doesn't count. That's what Mishnah Berurah saying. That little bit of oil, that doesn't count. He says, but if you have a pan, I'm going to see if I remember the words of here. Okay. If you even use a little bit of oil in a pan, you don't. He talks about whether you need Libun. And he talks about whether we're concerned that it's going to get burned up or he's not concerned that it's going to get burned up. Okay, I don't want to focus on that part. But his distinction is between a little bit, like on a spit, you put a little bit shmir onto a spit, or you put a little bit more oil when you do it into a pan. Okay, and that's the difference between being for sure Libun and the Shiloh of Machlas. Okay, that sounds not like Rabbi Schwartz. Again, it sounds like the way I thought the Rosh was saying, which is if it's the difference is whether there's oil like for a pancake or oil like putting on Pam. Rabbi Schwartz says when the Mishnah Berurah, I'm not being clear. The Mishnah Berurah says there's a case where you put on so little oil that in that case it's for sure needs Libun. That's not even the Shiloh. Okay, what case is that? Rabbi Schwartz says that case is you put on Pam. Okay, that case is that you put on Pam. If you put on even a little bit of oil, then it's a machlas. Okay? So I'm sorry. The Rashba is saying, like Rabbi Schwartz is saying. The Rashba is saying is that if you put on, and that sounds strange. The Rashba is saying if you put on even a little bit of oil, it's only the pan that makes it be for sure Libun. If you put on a little bit of oil, then we're in Kalach Yiraf. Okay? And the Rosh, I was not so convinced to tell like that. And I'll tell you one last thing, which is, to the Shulchan Aruch Rav about this. What's over? You'll tell me what to do with this. The Mevinim will tell me. There's two of them. First, in Halacha Yud Gimel, he says, if you have a shvud, a spit, then you need to do leaven. He says, you have this spit that you cook on it. Ve'ein b'neihem shum mashke toifeach. You have no mashke, which is tefeach, which usually means enough that you could touch it, that makes, like, it's not just moisture, it's enough to translate, tefeach hamnas tefeach, it's enough to translate to something else, then you need to do leaven, because there's no liquid in the middle there to make any, like, in between. Okay? So the word tefeach makes it sound like, if you have even a small amount of oil in there, that would stop it from leaving leaven. Okay? The only problem is, that the word tefeach is in parentheses. Okay, I don't know what you're supposed to do with that. I don't know what that means in this sefer. Maybe you'll tell me. You could either it's saying the ain b'neim shum mashke sheyach tamachamitz.
What does it say?
Or it says the ain b'neim shum mashke tefeach sheyach tamachamitz. I don't know what the parentheses in the sefer are.
I think we'll go back to later, no?
Okay, well, I'm not sure. But I wasn't sure what to do with that halachah. I don't know what you do with the parentheses. We'll ask them, maybe we know. But we could have gone and talked at the Shluchim's convention. We could have done something there who would have known what to say.
You did too?
No. No, we could have done something there. But in halachah lam advav, it's the clearest gedder that I saw as to
what. I have a new print of that to make it
see. Okay, you can look. This is a pretty new print.
New print is different than the old print.
What? It has more non-terms and everything.
Okay, fine. Now, but in Halacha Lamed Vav, he says something else, which I thought is a very clear gedder to what it is, which he says like this. He says, if the food is, I'm going to read to you, okay. If you put in a tiny bit of oil, Kadesh Lotusaris, just a little bit, you grease the pan so it shouldn't burn, ain't that nikritikun, it's not considered frying, elafia, kivan, she'ein ha'isa roicheshes b'shemen b'shuma. If you put in a tiny amount to keep it from burning, the food is not in a bubbling pot of oil, and therefore it's considered to have direct contact, which is the clearest gedder that I heard, which is, when you make pancakes, you put in oil, and the oil sizzles first. The oil is hot and cooking up, and then the pancakes go into it. The pancakes are cooking in bubbling oil.
Saturated. Okay?
When I cook something, when I put Pam onto the pot, right, the oil doesn't do anything. The oil doesn't bubble up and have anything to do with the cooking. It's momish, just to keep it from burning. For whatever reason, it keeps it from burning. Well, I don't know. Whatever reason, it keeps it from burning. As opposed to when I put in even a small amount of oil, even to make a pancake, that already is a different kind of cooking, because the oil is sitting there and it's bubbling, it's frying, it's roicheshes. I'm saying and then the cooking comes out differently in that kind of a food. Okay, so that thing that what the Mishaburu said later. Mishaburu said that there's a tiny amount of greasing that's considered nothing. That's considered for sure you need leaven. The way the Shulchan Aruch Rav is saying it, which is very clear, like just some kind of a line, what it is, that means his mom is like Rabbi Schwartz says, you put Pam on. You just put Pam onto it, you rub the stick of butter, such a tiny amount, just to keep it from burning. But anything more, as soon as you have oil that starts to make a difference, and starts to be bubbling and the cooking goes on differently, he's saying that kind of a thing would need, would be ready to shayla of a machlas. Okay? Now, so let's just remember what we're holding at. If it's a shayla of a machlas, but the Shaila of a Machlas, for Yerdei it says you should always do Libun, and Arachayim it says you should L'chatzilu do Libun. Okay? But as far as the Halach L'maisa, in a lot of these cases, people, in things with more oil, which are for sure a Machlas, people always tell people to do Hagol to it. Okay? Mm-hmm. I saw a Shaila brought recently, what happens if you have a pan, what happens if you have a pot that you make your Shalom cook on? What happens
if you Yes.
What do you do? I saw just last night or this morning. What do you do if you have a pot that you make Yerushalmi kugel in? Okay, so you use a certain amount of oil, and then comes sour things coming afterwards. What do we talk about if you do rice?
Any common house we're gonna have, it's only gonna be a terrible.
Why is it gonna be a terrible?
This is later.
You're talking about for Pesach or for milk inflation? You mean for Pesach? You mean to say for Pesach? That is the tzir of heter bala. I say it's impossible to do leaven, and the Ramah says if it's impossible to leaven, you could be samach on hagolah. That's what you mean.
To say.
You could be samach. You would say lechatchila to do leaven. That's hopeless. So I'm samach that you could do hagolah. That's good enough. all my milk and fleishig shilas are also heter. But I don't usually run. I don't usually run into treif shilas in my house. But the truth is, if I were to run into treif, I bought something in the store. I forgot to check the hechsher, and I cooked it in the pot. So now we have a funny. Rabbi Schwartz is saying, and there are many who will say to people, "Oh, you cooked it in a frying pan. How much oil did you use? You used pan or use oil? Use oil. You cooked it with oil. Fine, no problem. Use a Teflon pot or use pan. Then it needs lube." But there are many others. I think more people who would say is, even if you use a tiny bit of oil, when the Mishnah Berurah says a little bit of oil to stop the pot from burning, you still need Liban, that's what that means. The Mishnah Berurah didn't have Pam, and he didn't have Teflon pot. And when he said a little bit of oil, he meant was a little bit of oil, like a pancake. That's what the Mishnah Berurah meant.
But you say nobody's worried about the Dinyar Adayas. They don't say it because...
Right, when they say, but if you use a lot of oil, if you say, I made it real deeper, then there's like no one says that. And that's really where emotion is. Maybe emotion is just like saying, like that's not makubal to accept that. The Mechaber, it's not far-fetched to say that. He's saying, on that, Machlokes Rishonim, which should be Machmir, and the Aruch Chaim, he's willing to be makubal. It's not such a far-fetched thing, but most people would say, on a frying pan, they would tell you to be Machmir, even though you put a little of oil. There's a sizable amount of people who will say, like Rabbi Schwartz, that, no, you put a little bit of oil, that's enough. But plenty will say that you should be Machmir. And you can't kasher it, right? And you can't kasher it. But
in the cashing at somebody's house, certainly, it's not. You need Liban.
Yeah, but you certainly need Liban holidays because it was one time for sure used pan
for treifus.
I'm asking you a question, but what would you do if you walk into the guy's house? He had a kasher house. He had a pot. You say to him, "Well, doesn't he ever cook rice in a pot? Doesn't he do things that are cooked?" That are cooked in a way that are really make like a real machlas. What would you say to the guy in that case? You would say to him, "If it's a pot, if it's a big pot."
Yeah, right.
So you say to him, "You take no to that pot."
Right.
You don't say. I didn't say in a frying pan. You say maybe he's. But why don't we say to the pot? You know, the guy sometimes cooks rice in it and cooks other things that the water's meant to reasonably dry out. He fried foods in it. You say to the liban.
Fried foods in pot.
Well, why don't we say the reason is because we're sort of. Like Rav Moshe said, saying ignoring the dinner day. That's sort of what's going on. That's like Rav Moshe says. You're sort of ignoring that.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to frying pans, it's the opposite. People take the more chomerdik approach, which is when the Mishnah Berurah says the little bit of oil doesn't count and you need libun, he means even a little bit of oil. That's many people take that.
From somebody's house, called holidays. You need for a frying pan because maybe
they do.
Not be used or has been used.
He may have done it with Pam, that kind of stuff. Yeah. You're right. So you think there's an extra reason to be machmir, but I think even if
the shayla of somebody said I used treif, someone has a mistake one time.
I went to the store.
It's not true.
To the store and I bought it.
Okay.
Anyway, I will repeat again. I repeat it even though it's not what I'm saying to you now. The Shulchan Aruch Rav is giving the clearest explanation to what the difference is between the little bit and the lot by saying that if the oil is Roy Cheshes, that's the oil that's a lot of oil, so to speak, and the oil that's just there to keep it from burning, literally from burning, is a smaller amount, which is not like a pan, like a Rabbi Schwartz way of